military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
The Bachelorette. It's back on the show we all know and love, the wonderful love show that creates so much successful marriages. Oh, wait. The divorce in America's half of them fail. The divorce rate within The Bachelor, it's like every time someone in The Bachelor pairs up, they get divorced and someone else does. They're like at a 130%, I think, is kind of the stat on that. But it's back. But we love watching it, right? Because who doesn't love a train wreck? I do. The new Bachelorette, she's like 39 or something. 30 and flirty, 40 and desperate. That didn't rhyme. She's got some good guys up there. As with every Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise, there, it's a certain vibe, right? In The Bachelor, you're going to have... I mean, we want to dog... Maybe I want to dog on these people, the Bachelor, Bachelorettes, because, you know, this isn't the best way to find love, but these people aren't dumb, because this, you know, Bachelor's got to keep track of, like, six Laurens. There's got to be at least one story where a guy's like, yeah, remember when I picked that Lauren S? I gotta be honest, I meant to say Lauren C, and I just kind of ran with it because it seemed like kind of a jerk thing to do, and no. So she's got several Blakes, which makes sense. She's got several failed NFLers, which is, I guess, kind of a new... It's kind of like Bachelor, you know, if you did pageants and kind of hit a wall, you gotta get on the Bachelor franchise, and if you know you made the practice squad and got kicked out, you're doing a different type of tryout for The Bachelor. Yeah, I tried out for the Lions. That'd work out. So then I'm gonna try out for to also be Lion. Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna go on a show, and that's complete sham. But I love, guys, I'm the biggest fan. It's so good. There's always they always have the guy who's just, we love to hate. And this year it's Bennett. Perfect name for that. Perfect on brand name. Think of a Bennett right now. Have you ever met a Bennett that was like, that Bennett guy is just, he is the nicest guy I've ever met. His name's Bennett. I don't think so. Right, this guy, he's the Harvard guy. I love hearing their jobs on this show too. He's, quote, wealth management consultant, which is just the douchiest way to say you're just a financial planner, right? I manage people's wealth. I like, you know, I'd be like, I'm a liquid extraction specialist. Oh yeah, you're a barista. Maybe just call it that. I'm a disposal specialist. Oh, at Heffenberger Labs. You're a garbage truck driver. I love when we give fancy names to jobs that stink, you know. Especially, dude, I remember applying for jobs, like those entry level positions. It's like, I'm here. Yeah, I'm applying to be the human social strategic expertise man. It's like, okay, you tweet for the company. I'm an influencer? Yeah, I'm an influencer of people? No, I'm an immature boy with a mic. I could barely figure out how to get this mic to record this. Okay. President of the United States. That's a fancy way to say you're the star of a reality show. Boo, bazinga, because that's what it's turning into. That's where we don't talk politics here, okay? Right? You know what I mean? But like I said, just watch out. Cardi B will probably be the next vice president. So Bachelorette is back. Correct Opinions is back again. Thank you guys for always coming on back. This is episode 58. Share it with your friends. Give us the 5-star rating. That's very helpful. Watch it on my Facebook. Watch it on Trey Kinder Studios' YouTube channel. And we're going to listen to that sweet, sweet jam. Intro music, put it in your ears. We got a good one today. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Speaking of baristas, man, you guys know It's this podcast is funny because like I envision this podcast is like I'm gonna up to do you guys what's happening in my life, and it's like, well, and then 2020 has just been one long sentence that is just repeatedly saying does nothing. So I'm doing a lot of coffee shop chilling because not only is there nowhere to go, but I literally have nowhere to go because I've told you this. I'm moving. We're getting there. But to get out of the way and we're getting settled, I'm in a lot of coffee shops. And man, and I've been living in hotels. When I say I've been getting fired up at what I've been seeing there. You ever been to a coffee shop? Oh, okay, here's, I have a number of people. Here we go. Let's do, the people who don't adjust the volume of their voice when they wear masks. They just make they're working, they're like, you know, employee face down, which is like CVS to grab, you know, to buy something, I don't know. And the lady had a mask on and they had one of those like plexiglass barriers, right? So we got plexiglass barrier, cloth barrier to your mouth. And she doesn't change her volume in any way. And I was really trying. What I wanted to do is be like, lady, I can't hear you. Literally no one on the earth could hear you, even a shark. They use sonar to listen to stuff, I think. And I'm like, excuse me, what? And I'm doing one of these, right? I'm doing one of the very dramatic, like turn my head to point my ear towards her to hopefully really. And she'd just be like, I just need to do it. And I'd just say, I'm sorry, what? Four times. And the whole time she just, what? And then I was but that takes a back seat to coffee shop yellers, man. Oh, or anywhere, right? You're sitting there and I was just trying, you know, I'm just doing my thing. And this guy sits down for a quote unquote meeting. You ever see a meeting in a coffee shop? You know, these people barely have a job. Like I could hear him on the phone. He's like, yeah, I'm with a client now. I'm with an investor now. I'm gonna have to call you back. He had a whole suit and tie on. It's like 8:45 a.m. in a roastery. He's like, yeah, man, yeah, we're gonna, yeah, thanks for taking the time. I just wanted to kind of get face to face. And I'm talking to my wife at the coffee shop. They're a table behind. I'm talking like this, going, does he not know how annoying he is? And she can clear me fine. She can hear me fine. He can't hear me. Do you see how I'm able to do that? Do you see how I'm able right now? You're probably listening to this going, this is at a good volume for me because we're on the same page, right? But this guy shouting. Oh, it was like he was at a rally. Is it a one man rally? Just yell at. And that was that literally came from one just now where there was a toddler, which. You ever see those parents out in public and you know they've just given up? I know I'm going to be that. When this, I imagine having a toddler is like having a, I think I talked about this on the last podcast, like having a house fly you love. It's kind of like, okay, all right. you're touching my leg again. Could you maybe stop? Okay, I think he went away. There he is again. I'm going to try to catch him. He got away. I love him though. Okay, now there's two. Now there's two of them. Where are they coming from? Now there's three of them. Am I creating this problem? I am, aren't I? But I don't know how. I don't know why. And then, oh, wait, it's being still. This never happens. It's being still. I'm going to go. I got away again. That's what it's like. That's what it's like being a parent. And I was at a coffee shop and there's this couple sitting at a table with a toddler behind them. Like just crawling on a table. And they're just sipping their coffee. Just not even paying attention. Just. And I'm sitting there like, this is kind of bothering me. Shut it up. Give it a. You got your steaming cup of Joe. Give it a cup of shutty up. But I get it. Parents are just, I can't imagine, man. I have a couple buddies with little toddlers. I don't have kids yet. Nope. But I've seen them and I've just watched them like, daddy. You love them. But that's gotta, That's something else, man. Whew. It's like having a dog that talks. Food, 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 bark, bark. That'd be a lot. But yeah, then I like to check into a hotel, right? This is just kind of a rambly episode. I hope you guys are vibing with me. And guys, send me what you want me to discuss and roast, always. Instagram at correct.opinions, or we have an email, correctopinions@treykinder.com. And I also want to always try to be making this podcast better. So send me constructive criticism. I welcome that, right? I block out the haters. If you're just like, Trey sucks, I hate him. There's always been a few of those. But if you're generally like, Trey, maybe this, I love hearing that. Anyways, back to the story. I'm checking in a hotel. And it was a deal. No, I wasn't checking in. It was a deal where like we found out last minute, we're going to need you to, you can't live in the house till like tomorrow. You should do one more night at a hotel. We got you. So I walk up, I'm like, I just need one night. One night, one bed, bada bing, bada boom. This lady goes, okay. This is me typing, you know, okay. Are you doing a 10-page research paper? Pause that and help me. I've booked my own hotels before. I just go click, 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 click. And I have a hotel room. So I'm kind of like, all right, whatever. She's like, one moment, sir. One moment, sir. And then she runs off and comes back with a manager. And he's assisting her. I'm kind of like, okay, did I ask for something complicated? And he's kind of just walking over. He's like, yeah, so click book room. I'm literally hearing him go, yeah, click book room and click. I'm like, did you hire her 20 minutes ago? What do you, I'm the guinea pig here. I need a room. And I literally thought of just whipping out my phone and going and just booking a room and saying, hey, I just turned this. Actually, I'm checking in now. So last name Kennedy. Thank you. But they got it for me. Got me hooked up. Got to the room. It's fine. And, and that night I lost a kickball championship. Guys, I freaking, I'm not going to whip my leg up here, but it was one of those gnarly like burns all across your leg because you like slid into home plate. And you see those all people who play an actual competitive baseball game. I have one of those on my leg. It is still hurting 2 weeks later because of a kickball game. This is 27, I guess. So yeah, all that's happening. You know what I see a lot of coffee shops too? At the liquid extraction specialist shop. Cross body bags. Man, oh man. I love when I see these. If you don't know what I'm talking about, men are, they've taken a fanny pack that goes around their waist, and they've gone, and they're like, this is cool. Fanny packs are so lame. Remember those in the 90s? Wait a second. Now I'm cool. Hey, you got your beanie on too tight, bucko. Stop doing that. What do you got in there? You're a grown man with jeans. You got phone, keys, wallet. What else you got? What do you need this for? What are you carrying? Oh, just my phone and my keys and wallet? Put it in your pocket. You probably have pockets in that vest you got on too. How many articles of clothing you got on while we're at it? Pockets on your socks? Oh, I cannot do those, man. I can't. It's my dad's old fanny pack, but now it's, I wear it across my shoulder. So, now I call it a chesty pack. You want to see my chesty pack? It's not a backpack because that would make too much sense. Anyone see my sternum pouch? Yo, anyone seen my my nipple sling? I don't know. It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like them. I think it's a strange trend. There's this, you know, those guys who, if one day you started to see kind of photos or maybe a celeb or like all of a sudden it's a trend that guys tie their earlobes back together so they look aerodynamic. Like any guy with a crossbody bag would be like, I'm doing it. There's got to be some level of like doing your own thing a little bit. Oh, I need to cut my jeans into capris and put my fanny pack and make it a nipple sling. Done. Do less, God bless. Woo, okay, we're getting a little off the rails here. Correct opinions. I have a show called Correct Opinions. How vain is that? I love it. We're getting into, at least in my neck of the woods, we're getting into the fall weather, right? All in. It's getting nippy. Getting nippy. Those, they can't even get the nipple slings off. Getting caught on them. I don't mind it at all. You know, I love the January, February. Get out of here. Get out of here. But the end of the year, Q4 weather, it leads into Thanksgiving, into Christmas. It feels right to be cuddled up. You got the Christmas, you got the snow. I like that. People who are complaining, the second it falls below 50 degrees, everyone's like, ah, oh. It's like, this happens every year. Shut up. Are you going to live in LA is the only place to go. Are you going to live there now? People are fleeing that place. So yeah, just put on a coat and zip it. I don't get the whole complaining about how often are you outdoors? That's what I like to say. Someone blew my mind lately. I was like, man, it's 80 degrees today. You got a jacket on? He's like, we're inside where it's 69 degrees. I was like, oh, well, we complain all the time about the weather. Dude, our whole society, we've worked towards this. I'm in a climate controlled house. It doesn't matter what it is out there. You just got to tough it out for the 11 second walk to your car in the parking lot. Give me a break. We're inside all the time. I love when people, I heard a stat over the weekend that Nashville is like seven out of 10 people in Nashville are women. It's like the most, it has the most women like percentage wise in the city than any city in America. Number one, not a shocker. Number two, these cities were like people my age and younger are flocking to. It's like, I want to move to Nashville. Like, why? Because, and they move to a new city and they like just go to work and watch Netflix. It's like, well, just move to Iowa. You're doing the same thing. I want to move, unless you move to like Denver because you like the mountains, or you're moving to the beach, like an actual thing. All the cities, you're doing the same thing. You're going to brunch and signing up for Spectrum Wi-Fi. That's it. I'm on a tangent here. That's it. But speaking of weather getting colder and the year going on, I'm doing shows in November. Speaking of going to places with the beaches, I'm going to Florida as well as other great places. What's up, Alabama? What's up, Kentucky? What's up, Ohio? TreyKennedy.com/tour. Several of the shows are already sold out. They're very limited capacity. I'm talking, 100-ish people a show. So the tickets are, there's not a lot of them. So go now before it's too late. TreyKennedy.com/tour. I can't wait to see you there. I'm very, very excited, man. I'm very excited to finally, get out of the house. I'm grateful that I one, have a house. Well, I don't right now. I'm grateful that I've been able to do what I can do in the comfort of a home, right? But I'm very excited to get back out there to see fans, see y'all in real life. It does a lot for me. It's inspiring. It's fun. You guys are great. We have a good time. And I'm actually weirdly excited for these. Like I said, it's going to be like, I can bring it up here. Like a couple of the venues are literally like 100 people as the max because of we know why. And I'm kind of excited for that. Like I have never done, I've done some of these smaller venues, but I don't think I've ever done one of my shows, 100 people, like we're all in there just kind of chilling. It'll feel very, very informal, which I'm pumped about. I feel like we're just, almost feels like I'm having you over, right? I've had 100 people over before for a party. Just having y'all, once y'all come over, we're just going to hang out. I'll just talk too much and try to entertain everyone, which is, I've done this before at my house. So it'll be great, but it'll be a little more thought out than that. Okay, yeah, my word, it'll be fun. But I'm excited doing kind of the hour I was doing pre-COVID, plus trying out some new stuff. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm pumped. It is kind of hilarious what states I'm going to, because everyone has different rules. So, hey, Alabama, Florida, let's go. But I get that your cases are going down, right? They got it over with early a little bit. They're like, all the cases are going up now in Utah and Montana. It's like, yeah, Montana, you shouldn't have such beautiful national parks in the summer. Okay. But hope everyone's safe. Everyone's doing well. Hope everyone's doing less and also having correct opinion. Oh, the iPhone 12 is here. The iPhone 12. And this one doesn't come with, this one does not come with headphones or a charger. So Apple's at this point, they're just kind of, I wouldn't be surprised if I open up the iPhone 15 and it's like a picture of Steve Jobs flipping me the bird or something. It's like, psych, only every other customer gets a phone. But what's funny is we're also still going to get it. I'm kind of at a point, I was very much like, I'm only going to get it every other year. But then they released one that's like really fun. I'm like, oh, I kind of need that. And then I'm like, okay, I don't need to get this every year because it's kind of the same thing. But I'll probably have to eventually get it. iPhone 12, I don't even know what's different about it. What's new? iPhone 12. I love my dad has the, it's like a very dad thing to do. He has the, one of the iPhones that's like a little bitty. And I actually didn't know this, but so my dad's like techie, but also still a dad. So he'll get the phone, but he's like, these dang things are so big, they don't fit in your pocket. So he gets like these little ones. And we had this holiday where he's like, I'll take a photo. And everyone's like, Dad, ew, put that up. What's the iPhone? Is that the iPhone negative 0.5? Like, put it on your phone. He's like, no. So they make the up-to-date iPhones just really small. No one has them because no one wants that except my dad. And he has the little one that works, that's the same. And everyone who sees it is like, ew, is that iPhone negative 3? And he's like, no, it's the same one. It's a different size. So I didn't know idea they had all these options. They have all sorts of colors. They have different sizes. The iPhone 12, the camera's better. Who's getting that fired up about the camera, right? I feel like that's always the thing, like this camera, you wouldn't believe how good the camera is. Like, I've literally taken 6 photos on my iPhone. I'm on iPhone 11 and I've taken 10 photos. I know a lot of people take more photos, but like what? Compare sizes. Oh my gosh. The 12 is even bigger. I mean, at one point, it's going to be ridiculous. Like, yeah, iPhone 17, it comes with part of the parts missing. You got to go to your local store and get those. And we don't ship it anymore because it is the size of Shaquille O'Neal's shoe or something. It's tougher than any smartphone glass. Get real. Shut up. They know how to make it not breakable. They're just... It's made of stainless steel. Is that new? I don't know. It's waterproof. I forget that. I don't know. Oh, they have graphite Pacific blue. They always make it so bougie. Hello 5G. Oh, it's like the first ever phone with 5G. This is what I don't. Does anyone? I know I'm not the techiest guy out there, but I feel like I'm not a total moron half the time. My iPhone 11 has said 5G on it for a good part of better part of a year and a half or whatever year. That's like the first phone with 5G. I'm like, what have I been illegally getting 5G? How does mine say 5G? What even is it? Oh, I know what it, I'll tell you what it is. It's a conspiracy controlling us all. There's an episode I talked about the 5G conspiracy and I had to change the title because 5G conspiracy people were coming at me like, you better shut up. They're controlling us. Sorry. They have, that's the first like 5-nanometer chip in the industry. Like, does anyone know what that means? The first ever iPhone with a 5-nanometer chip. Okay, dude, if it doesn't come with a charger, can I come with some chip and dip? Give me one with it. And you get a free queso at Ruby Tuesdays. I'm like, okay, that's not a bad deal. It has, yeah, the camera's better. Portraits come out better at night. They fine-tune portrait mode. They were able to resurrect Steve Jobs. What? Oh, that I misread that. It's a lot about the camera. I don't get it. But these things, they're like $1,200 and people are like, wow, that's so much. Dude, 5 years ago, I was like, how are these only $400? Like, sure. Surely there'll become a day where these phones, surely this will happen. Wouldn't this make sense? Surely there'll come a day when these phones cost like what a car costs. How do you, we have to have one. surely these will one day be 10 grand. You got to put down a loan on it. People already do put a loan on it. How it's our whole life. How I talk to people. That's why I like the, oh, that's why I love the social dilemma people who are like, you guys, if you don't know, the Social Dilemma is a Netflix documentary that basically kind of talks about how social media and our phones are like designed to have us addicted and ruin our lives or something, right? Partly true, I'm sure. But people are like, guys, you've got to see Social Dilemma. It was so eye-opening. They literally had one of the founders of the Facebook like button on there, and it was so eye-opening. And they're like doing this as they're texting it to you on the apps, and then they go right to Instagram. It's like, I will not watch anything like that. You know why? It feels like, kind of the stuff where like, guys, we know now that sugar is so bad for you and it's in so much stuff. It's like Cheez-Its are actually really bad for you and it's killing us. Like, yeah, that's sick. By the way, you saw that Cheez-Its now comes in pepper jack, cheddar cheese, right? Pass me that. It just kind of feels like we're doing a bunch of complaining and it's clearly not going to change. Clearly. You're listening to this right now because of the phones. I make a living because of phones. You have friends because of phones. You work on your phone. It is a reality. I do think there's something to be said for like, we gotta watch if we're addicted to it. We gotta pull back a little bit. I do my best to do that. You might notice I never post on the weekends. I really try to get off it, you know, But I just, people are like, oh, you gotta watch that. It's so, I watched The Social Dilemma. Now I want you guys to help me keep me accountable. I'm gonna do a phone fast where I know I was on my phone for 8 hours a day. But I'm going to do a drastic change to 30 minutes. It's just like dieting. Oh, I realized I lost 10 pounds. So I'm going to do the keto where I slurp duck lard through a straw and have no carbs. I want you guys to keep me accountable. It's like, dude, just eat less Cheetos and maybe only post on Instagram every other day. I don't know. That's all I'm saying. But iPhone 12, thanks for being here. You just, yeah, it's kind of like, when's the next exciting thing? Because for a while there, it was like every year, they're like, how do they do this with iPhone? It's getting better. And now they're just like, it's a little bigger and camera's better. Like, I need, the Face ID was cool. I need it to like, iPhone 17 doesn't come with a charger, doesn't even come with a box, doesn't even come with half the parts. But if you take all the, if you spend 10 grand and put it all together, it will fix your marriage, sponsored by The Bachelorette. That's what we, you know, how do we figure that out? Up to you, Apple. Up to you. Correct opinions. We're having a good time. It's cold. We're Thanksgiving. Man, I'm excited for Thanksgiving. I'm cooking Thanksgiving this year. I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but it's something I got to start thinking about. I think I might be cooking for like a dozen people. And I'm fired up about it because my mom told me years ago I couldn't do it. There's changes in our Thanksgiving plans because Grammy was getting older. People are getting married. They're going left. They're going right. And they're like, we're just doing it different. I'm like, hey, I'll help cook some stuff. No, you can't. I'm like, what? I can make glazed carrots. No. But I'm doing it, man. I did it. We did like a Friendsgiving one year. I'm like, I'll do the turkey. And I just grabbed like a pre-seasoned frozen one at Target. And I baked it. And people were like, this is one of the best turkeys I've ever had. I was like, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Just like, don't overdo it and you're good. I feel like a lot of people are like that. What? This turkey? People are so scared of salmonella. Like this chicken is like, seems really juicy and tender. It can't be cooked. Throw it in there for another hour. And you're like, this chicken jerky's good. But I'm doing that. Speaking of I got in a pretty big argument recently about wings, right? You got your boneless versus traditional wings. There's a lot of ways to go with this, right? Traditional is, it's called traditional for a reason because it's traditional and it's the real deal. You get some light meat in there, you get some dark meat, you got to work around the bones. It's kind of an art form. And you're boneless. Sometimes I do boneless, right? Because it's easier. Keep my fingies clean. But they're not wings. They're baby breasts. You want the traditional wings or baby breast bites? Hey, baby boy, little baby boy, wimpy boy, you want baby boy, baby breast bites? That's what they are. They're still delicious. Don't get me wrong. Chicken are so good. But don't call them wings. I'm going traditional. I like the flats more than the drums. Give me flat wings. Don't give me baby breast. Okay? Give me baby wings. Don't give me flat breast. Okay. That that came out wrong. And I apologize. We're going to move on. y'all, I don't know if you know, I do a bonus podcast every week. I just want to get that out there. I've been doing we talked a lot about the ins and outs of kind of my new house and what's that all like and what's going to be in that. And kind of the ins and outs of stuff I'm working on coming up. You know, I do one with Jake every Thursday it comes out. Portion of the proceeds go to charity. We're giving away the new merch drop, which is coming very soon, y'all, to one lucky person who joins the exclusive Do Less guests is what we call it. So come be a Do Less guest. TreyKennedy.com/DLG. Check it out. If you want. If not, your boy will be here every Wednesday, okay? We're buddies. We're having a good time. Correct opinions. I hope to see some of y'all on the tour, man. If I see you out on the tour, say Trey from Correct Opinions sent you. So that's a different guy. A lot of people don't know that. I'm a triplet. So I know I've kind of been lying about that. I'm a triplet. My name's actually Gus, but we kind of, the three of us had an agreement that, you know, when Trey started taking off on Vine and social media, Trey kind of came together. He's like, hey, what are y'all doing? And I, at the time, was a liquid extraction specialist. And Rodney is the third one. He, you know, well, let's just say his wings, he called them boneless wings. So he wasn't doing very well. And Trey was like, guys, I need to expand what I'm doing, but it's just kind of like, I don't really want to do it all. So Gus, you'll be the podcast guy. And Rodney, he does the shows. So now they say that, tell Rodney what's up if you see him out on the road. Trey's just chilling somewhere. I don't know, but I don't know. Kind of a wild story there. Kind of a breaking news. I wasn't ever supposed to say it, but, you know, it's the lies need to end. No more lying. Okay, I'm not a contestant on The Bachelorette. Trying out for the Lions. Lying on TV. I love. Okay, let's go back to this. I love in the Bachelor series, they're like, they showed her. So the girl was like, this is actually beautiful and heartbreaking. But so I guess The Bachelorette, her father had passed. And he like left behind a note or a video or something to like show her future husband. And she like tells her, like she like spills this whole story out. And tells how like she's never seen the video and they're going to like watch it with this guy. I'm like, one, that's cool, right? I'm going to acknowledge that. But two, like, there's an ongoing theme on the show where they're like, I literally never shared this with anyone, not even my best friend, not even my triplet Gus or Ronnie. But I, when I was six, I fell in love with a woman and I never told anyone about it. And I just now found her and we're going to reveal it on the air or something. And they're like, you never told anybody and now you're going to tell the whole world? People Mag? That doesn't make any sense. You go to a therapist, like, all right, what seems to be an issue here? Well, I had this deep, dark secret that I didn't want to tell anyone. I finally told people and kind of regret it. He's like, okay, well, getting stuff out of the open is a lot of times good. Who'd you share it with? She's like, Chris Harrington and Cosmopolitan. He's like, okay. Huh? Chris Harrison, dude. This is the final rose. Chris Harrison's job. All right, you're back. What do you feel? Do you feel like you found love? He like wrote a love book. What does he know? Okay, I want to get to a couple fan emails because I love when y'all hit me up. Again, correctopinions@treykinner.com. Sarah, oh, she posted, she says, me and my sister are longtime fans. What's up, Sarah? Thank you. She loves the podcast, especially the Do Less Guest ones. Hey, Do Less Guest. I listen to work and it makes the days go fast. Thank you so much. Anyways, I found this Facebook post. And I hope it'll make the cut on Correct Opinions. Well, here we are. She said, keep it anonymous. You got it, Sarah. She said, I can use your name and not, you know, the post. But this is a Facebook post. Love Facebook posts. And it's a bathtub full of high heels. Bathtub full of high heels. The caption is, I've heard of bubbles in bathtubs. But this might be the first time I've seen a bathtub full of heels. Nice one. These shoes are definitely some of my favorite things, and I especially enjoy them having a husband over 6 feet. Okay. Humble brag. I have so many heels. It's like I can wear them because my husband is like, I don't want to brag, but my husband is over six. Oh, like over six figures? That's amazing. He worked hard. He's so smart. No. 6 feet. I couldn't care less what he makes as long as he's 6 feet. This picture is also an indication of something that's been on my bucket list. It's a project that is getting my creative gears turning and my imagination dreaming. Plus, creating something beautiful is helping heal my heart. I look forward to the final reveal and show a proper home for these darling beauties. DIY, heal over, healing journey. So I guess this is a bunch of clever puns and play on words that she's getting rid of her heels. Number one, my wife doesn't really wear heels because I only got about 2 inches on her. She's tall. That's not my fault. Also, who cares? I respect seeing a woman tower over her man. It's 2020, baby. Put those heels on, girl. Dunk on your man, okay? Put on those heels and teabag your guy going through the lane because it's 2020 and we're not about that anymore. No more of that. No more of that toxic masculinity. He ain't got to be tall. He ain't going to be taller than you. Come on, girl. Put on them cheetah heels and run faster than your man down to the lane. Ba-ba. Put it on his head. Dunk it on his head. That's what I like to see. Definitely do less here. Thanks for sending Sarah. This woman just flexing on us that her husband's tall and she has little. I mean, this is a photo of 22 pairs of high heels. So we didn't need to see that. Do less. God bless. We got another email here. I want to get to again. Thank you guys. Emily, thanks for hitting us up. She goes, I talked on the podcast, I believe, about. Some of these people out there feeding their dogs better than I feed myself. I could cook my wife a meal. And I'm like, sorry, it's not as good as those people we know's dinner for their dogs, but I tried. So she sends me this photo and it's an Instagram post saying, this is what's getting ready to leave for vacation looks like. Oh, this is what getting ready to leave for vacation looks like in our house. Meal prep for the dogs, haha. And it's these Tupperwares full of what looks like, I mean, what, cacio e pepe? What is it? It looks like a delicious pasta dish or something. What is this, carbonara? Emily sends it and goes, my friend makes her dog's meals every day. I'm not going to lie, it looks pretty good. I agree, Emily. I agree. If I go to these people's house, it says Chloe AM. I'm like, hey, I don't know who Chloe is. But she sounds like a weirdo having pasta for breakfast. I'm going to dig in. I'm halfway through it. She's like, that's for Chloe, our St. Charles Cavalier. Like, oh, well, whatever you make your dogs, could you make me some? What are you doing, you psychopath? Okay. Last one here, we have the Richard hit me up an email. Thanks, Richard. He said, thought you'd get a kick out of this since your recent episode talked about wedding changes and gifts and all. You're making the world a better place. Thank you, Richard. He sent me this post of someone saying, oh, the knot.com classic. And they say, hey, Bryce and I have been overwhelmed by the responses of so many friends who've invested in us and loved us and celebrated us. Because of COVID, we have a shorter wedding guest list than we would have wanted. We've decided to create a Venmo account for those who'd like to give toward our new beginning. Our main need is financial, but we still have some registered gifts. You can also send gifts here, website or address, da-da-da. If you gift us through Venmo, we just ask that you include your address so we can properly thank you. That's great. Okay, we're letting you know that you've been cut. You did not make the B team. However, our Venmo is attached. Our main need is we need more money. Don't we all? Send us that money. Thank you, Richard. That's good stuff to end on. Venmo, man. Yep, just shoot us $5 if you can't make it. Thank you. Correct Opinions, episode 58. I love chatting with y'all every Wednesday. I really do appreciate you guys. Please share this. 5 stars, all the good stuff. Come be a Do Less guest. And we have merch dropping soon, which I think y'all like. It is fall, y'all. We got some good, really fun stuff coming up to round out the year in the coming months. So Yeah, please holler at me. Like, seriously, I think you guys, I like these podcasts. It's very personal. It feels like we're buddies, right? So I really do want to hear from you if you're listening. So hit the email, hit the Instagram, correctopinions@trakehenna.com. And I will get back to you. Thank you, guys. Have a great week. See you around. Do less, God bless. Peace.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
Military veterans and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.